Hello everyone, this is me, Dishani Chakraborty, and you are listening to DC Drills with Dishani. Like every other day, today also I have taken up an interesting and an innovative topic for discussion. Maybe many of you will be finding this topic your favorite, and I would not lie, it is one of my favorite topics too. You know, I was just waiting for the correct chance and the correct time. Where and when to put up this topic in front of you, because I was not getting that time to write, because this topic, you know, is elaborative in nature. How much you tell or how much you represent, it is less. The name of the topic is none other than Indian cinema. So today I'm going to discuss about its history. How did it change from different era to another, and etc. So let me start. India witnessed the first motion of picture in the 1910s, and it was wholly introduced by Dhundiraj Govind Phalke, popularly known as Dada Sahib Phalke. He is basically called the father of Indian cinema through his film Raja Harish Chandra. His initiative propelled India to see a rise of many filmmakers. After Raja Harish Chandra, which was wholly a silent film, it took many years for the release of the first motion picture with sound. It was Alam Ara. Yes, it was Alam Ara, which was directed by Ardeshir Iran and was released on 14 March 1931. This sowed the seed for sound films and was followed by Kisan Kanya, directed by Moti Gidwani in 1937. Moreover, we have many prominent filmmakers in Bengal like Satyajit Ray, Ritvik Ghatak and Rinal Sen, whose contribution to Bengali films is uncommendable. During the eras of 1940s to 1960s, Indian cinema saw the huge rise of Hindi cinema of it, with the highest number of critically acclaimed Hindi films directed during this time. These include Kagaz Ke Phool, Awara, Shri, Dilip Kumar's Ganga Jamuna and Andaz. The three most prominent actors during this time include Dilip Kumar, Raj Kapoor and Dev Anand. Dilip Kumar had a great influence on Nawazuddin Siddiqui, Amitabh Bachchan and our all-time favourite Shah Rukh Khan. The veteran actresses during this golden era included Nagis, Sumitra Devi, Madhubala, Wahida Rehman and Vijayanti Mala. During the time of 1970s to 1980s, there was a stagnant growth of Hindi cinema. Thus, this era welcomed Salim Khan and Javed Akhtar. They started producing hit films like Zanjeer and Diwar. Diwar was the key to Indian cinema. According to all the genres of cinema, masala films was the one which made Amitabh Bachchan the most prominent Big B as what he is today. A blend of masala and violent crime genre was represented by the blockbuster hit Sholay in 1975, which starred Amitabh Bachchan. Some popular dances and the numbers, if I don't mention over here, it would go too wrong. Yes, Jab Tak Hai Jaan and one more, Mehbooba. These two songs were the dancing numbers till now people like to hear, and they find a grace during hearing. Some popular actresses of this time were Hema Malini, Rakhi, Zinat Aman, Rekha, Parveen Babi, Smita Patil, Jaya Prada and Padmini Kolhapure. In the era of 1990s, the graph of Indian cinema declined due to increasing violent crime genres and decreasing music quality. Oh God. But soon, there was a turning point with the film Kyamat Se Kyamat Tak, in the year 1988, which was followed by endless number of blockbusters like Hum Aapke Hai Kaun in 1994, Dilwale Dulhaniya Le Jayenge in 1995, Raja Hindustani in 1996, Dil To Pagal Hai in 1997 and Kuch Kuch Hota Hai in 1998. This phase introduced three Khans of the Indian cinema as we know today: Shah Rukh Khan, Salman Khan and Amir Khan. Two of the largest production houses during this time were the Dharma Production and Yash Raj Films, which produced endless hits after hits like Kabhi Khushi Kabhi Gham, Lagaan, Rang De Basanti, Lagi Raho Munna Bhai, Dhoom 2, Krish. And during the 2010s, the hits were Dabang, Sangham, Rowdy Rathore, Kick, Ek Tha Tiger and many more. So my listeners, can you imagine the essence of Indian cinema and why the people are so inclined towards it? Because it has taken up the place. It is a great, great, very great medium for entertainment. And that is why we have so rich heritage, be it culturally, be it in a diverse way, be it in the, communication, mass media, be it in the cinema, be it in the theater, anything you would tell. India is rich. India is so, high that it really surpasses the level of what is needed. So today till here, a very big thank you to all of you. I have a link in my description box. If you want to comment, you can leave a voice message in the link which is there in my description box, or you can search DC Drills with Dishani in Google. But before I end today, I would like to give a news that number of followers or the number of listeners, whatever you say, for me is more in Washington DC, Seattle and Germany than India. And it has crossed India by 63%. I am very, very happy. So, it's like a big, precious moment for me. So please, please go on hearing, go on sharing, go on loving. Thank you so much.